pasuk at the beginning of Parashat Ba'aloischa begins with the words Ba'aloischa Saneros, which the Torah is telling us when we light the menorah, we light the candles of the menorah. And Rashi and all the Mefarshim are bothered with the word Ba'aloischa Saneros. If what the Torah means to teach us is that we should light the menorah, the Torah should have used the word Ba'hadlakoscha Saneros. When you light the menorah, why does the Torah use Ba'aloischa? Ba'aloischa means aliyah, to go up. So Rashi explains that the reason the Torah used, one of the Pshatim Rashi suggests, that the reason the Torah used the word Ba'aloischa, because the Torah means that you should light the menorah, Achetei Hashalheves Oilem Eilea, until the flame goes up. But the Divrei Yecheskel asks, the question is still really not answered. Because whenever you light a candle, the light goes up. So what is the Torah teaching us, or trying to teach us, with the word Ba'aloischa? So the Divrei Yecheskel explains that the Torah is trying to teach us a very important lesson. The Torah is trying to teach us how and we should live our lives with the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. For he explains, the pasuk says, "La'yomish ha'seifa Torah zemi picha." A person should never separate himself from the Torah. "V'agisa b'yom v'layla." A person should be learning, studying Torah by day and by night. But the question, of course, is that that's virtually impossible for most people. And in fact, as it says in Pirkei Avos, "Yofa Talmud Torah im derech eretz." The person indeed learns, but he also works and does other things that he has to do in order to survive. So how do we reconcile, asked the Divrei Yecheskel, our obligation to constantly learn with the realities of life that do not allow us to constantly learn? Says the Divrei Yecheskel that what the way a person accomplishes this is that when a person learns, when the person has the opportunity to learn, he connects himself to the degree, to the Torah, to the degree that even when he's not actually learning, his heart and mind are never far away from the Torah. So says the Divrei Yecheskel, we know that the menorah represents Torah. The Gemara in Masechta Bava Kamma, Daf Chav Hei Amabeis, says, "Haroitzel Lachachim," if somebody wants to become a Talmud Chacham, Yadrim, he should look towards the south. Why? The menorah, which represents Torah, is in the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. And the pasuk says, "Hane kiner mitzvah v'Torah or." Says Rashi, the menorah, which represents Torah, has to be lit achetei sheves shalheves oil meleah, that the Torah that you learn should accompany you and be with you all of the time. It's oil meleah, it's connected to you by itself all of the time. And that's why the Divrei Shaul explains that the way the menorah was built is there were seven candles in the menorah, three on the right, three on the left, and one in the middle. The one in the middle was the Ner Maravi. All of the candles should face the middle candle. The middle candle, which is the main candle, the Ner Maravi, explains the Divrei Shaul, represents that we have many things going on in our lives. But everything that goes on in our life what is the focus? The focus always is the Ner HaMaravi. The focus always has to be where is our focus? Our focus is on the Torah. And in fact, there's a fascinating Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that six of the candles represent the six types of knowledge that exist in the world. Chochmas HaTeva, the world is created, music, mechanic, chemistry, astrology. All of these are chochmas of the world, the various wisdom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world. And the Torah tells us, all of the knowledge that we amass, all of the talent that we have, everything that we accomplish, Amnu Amul Pnei HaMenorah. should be facing the menorah. In Pirkei Avos, the pasuk says, the Tanna teaches us in Perek Shishi, Kachi Dakish HaTorah, what is the way that the Torah demands from us? Pas b'melech toichel, eat bread and salt. Mayim b'sura tishta, just drink water. V'al oretz tishen. And if you do so, and sleep on the ground. So he says, so the Lev Eliyahu from Eliyahu Lapian says, is that what is expected from us? Is that expected to the way we're supposed to live? Says Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, of course a person is not expected to live that way. What the Torah is teaching, what the Tanna is teaching us, is that we have to have our priorities in check. What we're supposed to do is when we think about eating and we think about drinking and we think about sleeping, of course they're all necessary parts of life. But as much as they're all necessary parts of life, they should not be what our life is all about. Our life is supposed to be about Torah. Everything else is auxiliary to it. The Pnei Maven says that there's a very interesting halacha, two very interesting halachas, he says, about the menorah. On one hand, he says the design of the menorah was extremely intricate. Yurecha, Shkedeo, Prochea, there were the flowers designed on it, almonds designed on it. Very, very intricate design. But at the same time, says the Pnei Maven, the halacha is that the menorah, and specifically the menorah, was the one keli of the Beis HaMikdash, was supposed to be made miksha, out of one solid piece of gold. What is the Torah trying to teach us? Explains the Pnei Maven, the exact same lesson that we've been discussing. There are many different parts to the menorah. There's the flowers, there's the balls, there's the actual candles. All of them are different parts, but they're all supposed to be one piece of gold. There are very many different people in Klal Yisrael, each with their own style, each with their own talent, each with their own purpose in Klal Yisrael. But they all are miksha achas. They're all one piece of gold. All one piece of gold connected to Torah, studying Torah, and living their lives by Torah.